What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Oh, yeah.
We're feeling good. Coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers content.
Great win.
A lot to feel good about. Clippers with a huge road win over the Mavericks. A lot of weird stuff happened in this game.
Yeah.
It was still pretty incredible that Kawhi was, more or less able to pull it out.
Yeah, Kawhi and Landry Shamet showed up huge. A lot to unpack in what was a tense-ass game.
So we're going to be getting into all that, what we liked, what we didn't like, as well as just overall how we're feeling on that one.
Yep.
And then we have a preview of the upcoming Clippers versus Hawks matchup. We'll get into what we need to do well to win that one.
Which is very interesting. Spoiler alert, we might be without Bev, PG, and Kawhi in that one.
And Kawhi.
So,
Might not be another blowout like last time.
No.
And then every single Wednesday, got a What You Say Wednesday for you. A bit of a hot button poll this week.
People were freaking out. This one is more of a faith in the franchise question.
Once again, if you ever want to participate in the What You Say Wednesday poll, don't forget to check Twitter on Tuesday.
Yeah, check it out.
At Locked On Clips. Check it any day of the week.
Uh-huh.
While you're at it, check out at Charles Mockler, at Will Updike. We appreciate it. Anyways, all that and more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so the Clippers won one of the most odd, intense games of the season in Dallas. It was 110-107 over the Mavs.
Gotta say, after the first quarter, I did not think this was going to be an interesting game.
No. First off, right out the big gate, Dwight Powell, he tore his Achilles in this game, they think. Absolutely
unbelievable.
Horrible.
So unfortunate.
Huge loss for him. Huge loss for the Mavs.
Huge loss for the Mavs. That would have...
It was rough. It was crazy when it happened. But we hope him a very speedy recovery. Also in this game, Bev did not play the second half. He sat because of a sore right groin.
Yes.
Which is something to keep an eye on. We're still waiting on news on that. But this was a game of runs. And basically, thanks to Clutch Kawhi and Landry Shamet, and playing very hard, we got this dub.
Yeah.
We tried to throw it away at the end.
We did. I don't know. It's a little bit surreal, like how well everything was clicking, just given how down we were in that second half.
Yeah.
Personnel-wise, obviously. Scoreboard-wise, this one I felt like we were in control the whole time. It's really surprising.
We did blow a lead.
We did blow a lead. It's surprising to me looking at the box score that we really only won one quarter of this game.
We won on that 16-0 run in the second, I think it was.
Yeah, to cap things off. And really, we didn't ever fully take our foot off the gas. I hesitate because I feel like we did maybe stutter step it a little.
Yeah, we stalled out because they absolutely came back on us. There were some interesting rotations. But let's get into what we didn't like. And I think we got to start off, obviously, with Kawhi, 6 games of 30-plus. He had 36, 11 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. He only hit 1 3.
Yeah.
It was a huge 3 late, though.
Definitely.
Continues
a streak of 6 games of 30-plus.
Defense was good.
Yeah. I mean, the 3-point shooting was bound to take at least a game tumble.
This was crazy, but yeah, he was.
Yeah, 1 for 9 is 1 for 9 is pretty rough.
yeah.
But he did everything, and he was able to get to the line when he wasn't shooting. Shamet, though, was automatic from 3.
Five of eight
overall. He didn't get a whole lot of attempts in that second half. All of which were in the fourth. He only got 3 attempts in the second half, as opposed to 5 in the first.
That's credit to a big part of that's Bev being out for that second half.
Gotta be.
Offense is looking great with Bev in there, which we'll get to. Sorry.
Offense is looking great with Pat. Obviously, you know, he initiates plays more than anyone on this roster.
Yeah.
He needs the ball in his hands probably the least, despite having a great, great first half in this one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have? Offensive rebounding was huge.
Oh, well, I mean, we got to talk about a big thing that on Shamet, he was guarding Luka on the last possession. And just before Luka got what would have been the game tying 3 off, Shamet got the foul on him. So he only got 2 free throws. 9 times out of 10, Shamet fouls a little too late.
Yeah.
In that situation. But this time it was great. Then the game, Luka then went on to miss or make the first free throw, miss the second, then Kawhi got it, nailed the free throws. But no, Shamit, the offense looked so good when Shamit was getting shots.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked 100%. Like much more like an actual, you know, kind of well-oiled machine. But
it's just such a momentum shift when he is that efficient. And we're actually like able to get him the ball in good spots. You know, Shamit has gotten a lot better at putting the ball down, like, and getting those little floaters in the lane and stuff. But I thought this was honestly like a perfect usage of him.
Yeah,
like,
this is great.
We don't need to see him, you know, like running much point or like having the ball in his hands too much. Like, get motion going, get him the ball, get him a little bit of space, and that's like really the best way. And I was glad that even though we had to go into our depths a little bit
for sure
rotation wise with Pat Bev out. Like, we didn't see a whole lot of point Shamit. We used him in his spots that he's good at.
Bev, before he got hurt, was at 9-4-4 and hit all of his shots from deep, going 3-of-3.
Incredible first half.
Dude, the offense was looking great. Like, I hope this.
He got blocked by Luka early on.
Yes, he did. Him and Luka have like a weird, like, kinsmanship, which is funny.
Yeah.
But I'm just hoping that injury's not too bad. Like you said, sorry, you mentioned the offensive rebounding. We had 20 offensive boards in this game.
Incredible.
We're going to win most games we get 20 offensive boards. Trez had 7 of those. He took charges. He was huge on the stretch energy-wise. And we only turned the ball over 10 times.
Very surprising.
Which is, very surprising to say the least. What didn't we like in this game?
I mean, I think just the hugest thing has got to be the injuries. You know, as I talked about alluded to a little bit with the Shamit thing, like, we did have to go deep into our guard depth. 15 plus minutes for Jerome Robinson.
Where's Derek Walton?
Good call.
You know, like,
20 plus for Rodney. Both guys were team worst plus minuses of -9 and -20 respectively.
That's tough.
That's really tough.
You have to think we're going to see, if Bev can't go against the Hawks, you have to think we see some Derek Walton, right? They've played him before.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be pretty surprised if we didn't see some Walton minutes, if there's no, in the absence of Beverly in that matchup against the Hawks, but
yeah,
we'll see. The Mo injury, God, we just got to talk more injuries. He only played 2 minutes in the second half of this game.
3 fouls in the first quarter?
Yeah.
First half
for sure. Maybe the first quarter. Not a great Mo game.
The
he
first quarter of this
like
game was
100%.
Also garbage. The first quarter of this game, at one point, but the teams were a combined 1 of 20.
Yeah. I wasn't sure either team was going to crack 20 points.
It was crazy. But yeah, Mo, hoping he gets, you know, I guess the rest is good that he got in this game. But
yeah,
it seemed like another situation where, like, we just needed him, so he maybe wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
Still waiting on that news about Bev's groin. Luka went off and almost got just enough help.
Yeah. They did outscore us in bench points in this one, albeit only by 1.
Yes, but hey, that's hard to do.
It is. You know, a tip of the cap. But,
Luka had 36, 10, and 9, but he only hit 3 of 12 from 3. He was 9 of 14 from the free throw line.
Yes.
He missed some gimmies.
He left enough points on the table to win this game.
Yeah. He really likes jumping into those fouls from beyond the three-point line. That was horrible to watch. They only shot 27% from 3, and Kristaps was absolutely rusty. 1 of 8.
We got a first night back from an injury. Kristaps, I'm interested. Well, because I guess you want to win the game is why you play Kristaps. I was going to say, like, why would you choose, like, a hard matchup maybe for his first game back?
Yeah, because you have to.
Because you have to, and you really want to win the game. But the bench for the Mavs was able to step up, as I said, and it like, the scoring was pretty evenly distributed.
And we got to bring this up. The rotations in this game. The zoo thing again. And, like, so here's my thing. Boban, at one point, was killing us.
Yeah.
He absolutely was. He was, like, disrupting things on the defensive end. Like, He was scoring over Trez easily. And this is per Justin Russo. In the first half, Dallas was 3 of 12 shooting inside the paint when Zubats was on the floor. When he was off the floor, they were 7 of 7. Like, it's this thing of, I don't even want, I'm not saying he should take Trez's minutes down the stretch, although that maybe would have helped tonight. Because yeah, they did play Boban some Sindarius seconds to box out. They played Zubat some Sindarius seconds to box out Boban on the free throws. But just play him in the second half more.
Yeah.
Like, maybe early. Maybe in the middle. If you don't want the end.
He played only 4 minutes in the second half of this.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I agree.
Trez was huge tonight. I'm not discrediting that at all. You know?
He did have a big second half.
7 offensive boards, unreal.
He just does what Trez does well.
And it was peak Trez tonight in hustle play. Not efficiency, but like Zoo, what was he in the first half?
He had 8 points. He was like, I don't know. It wasn't
great. He had like 9 boards.
Yeah.
He was playing. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, he was solid in that first half, but like he finished 2 of 8 from the floor.
No, I know. That's bad. But the defense, so it's that thing like with Trez, you take him for the offense. With Zoo, you take him for the defense. And yeah. I guess just sometimes it's like, sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes it's like the defense that just needs to be there.
Yeah.
Like in those Boban minutes, you're like, just try it a little bit. Like what's.
In the Boban minutes, I definitely agree. It's very bizarre. It's such a low number to have. In those final stretches, though, I'm understanding and like seeing, you know, like why Trez is so essential to this team. You know, not that I ever forgot, but.
But when Zoo plays well, sometimes we get Zoo colored
Topia
glasses. Okay. Other than that, you know, other than the horrific inbounds play and Jermichael missing both free throws in the closing seconds, this was a pretty good game. This was so stressful.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I mean, I'm relieved that it's over.
I feel the exact same way. Let's get to stupid Atlanta.
Yeah. Let's keep on moving. I do feel glad that we were able to pull out the win, though. That's a hard road win.
We got the dub. That's what's important. Coming up after quick words from a couple of our sponsors, we're going to be getting into what we need to do in Atlanta. But first, are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? And I mean any game. If you feel like you are that kind of fan, MyBookie is a place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between football season, NBA, and the start of the college basketball season, it's time to get on the sideline and get in the action with MyBookie.com. .ag, excuse me. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little but win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So, if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing, go to MyBookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you're getting $1,000 back. With just promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code LOCKEDONNBA to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
You know, we talk a lot about gambling.
We
also talk a lot about physical fitness.
Both, yeah.
But there's another side of the game that's just as important as both those things, and that's mental fitness.
Your
calm.
Mentals.
You got to watch your mentals. You got to watch your chicken. Calm, the number one app for sleep and meditation, has teamed up with LeBron James to help you train your mind.
Wow, former Cleveland Cavalier LeBron James?
Can you believe it?
Crazy.
LeBron and Calm know that your mind is like any other muscle on your body. And Calm can help you train your brain so you sleep better, have less stress, and perform at your best.
Yes.
For LeBron James, sleep is an important part of his mental fitness routine. He says, getting good sleep and finding time to rest is one of the most valuable things I can do for my body and mind.
Yep.
And if you head to calm.com/lockedonNBA, you'll get 40% off a Calm Premium membership. For a limited time, our listeners can join LeBron in using Calm with a 40% discount to an annual membership at calm.com/lockedonNBA. Unlock content to help you focus, ease stress, and sleep better. Get started at calm.com/lockedonNBA. That's calm.com/lockedonNBA.
Okay, now that we are gambling and calm while we're doing it, we're talking Clippers versus Hawks.
Hey.
Second night of a back-to-back. We might not have Kawhi, Bev, and Paul George.
Yeah, man.
And maybe Mo. I don't know. Mo's doesn't seem 100%.
It's
I don't know. Is this a trap? Is this a scheduled trap game?
It is. I mean, it is a scheduled trap for sure.
The last time we played them was not good for the Hawks. We won 150-101. We didn't have Kawhi, Bev, or Shamit. So, you know, they were, however, without Kevin Herter, Collins, and Vince Carter. This is, I don't know how to feel about this one.
This, oh, man. Do you hope Kawhi plays a couple of minutes in this one if Paul George is out?
I don't know. I guess maybe to open and close it, like, but he played 36 minutes.
It's hard too, because it's still. I mean, the thing is, we this is a 3 out of 4 stretch here.
Yeah.
So
with a goofy game time on the weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So I mean,
we're gonna get
know.
Into Atlanta at like 3 in the morning tonight.
Totally.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a time change.
Would you rather drop this game or play Kawhi?
That's a tough one.
Because the Heat on Friday, I mean,
that's what it
is. That,
in
my mind,
is
a game
we
need Kawhi in.
But it's an Eastern Conference game.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, this one is too, so I don't know. No, he played 36 minutes. Because I say no because if he played in this game and something happened.
Yeah.
We already saw what happened with Bev. No one knew what happened. The weird thing about the Bev thing was, like, Bev just wasn't there in the second half.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, no word for, like, over half the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, yeah, sore right groin. It's like, okay. Like, great.
Thanks for the update.
Thanks. He's not out there. What do we need to do well?
Man, getting a dominant lead early in this one would be really nice.
Yes, I'm not entirely sure
how
that can happen for sure. If we start Lou and Trez,
yeah,
do we just try and bury him with the pick and roll, or is it do we still just run it with Lou and Zoo?
I think we still see Zoo in that starting position.
Do you think Jermichael starts?
If Mo is not
if
available,
it's Mo, Bev,
or Patterson gets the start again.
That'll probably
I would
Patterson.
Guess
I think
Patterson
will
probably
yeah,
get the
right,
start.
You're right.
He only played 4 minutes tonight, so he would be pretty fresh tomorrow.
You would think.
You know, if he can hit some shots, that'd be
great. That would be great. If he had the opportunity, that'd be great. They play at the third fastest pace.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to try and slow it down because I don't want to try and run with them.
No.
If we're shorthanded.
No, I mean... I don't know. We looked a lot better in transition tonight, but...
Yes, we did.
I don't know how we're going to look the second night of a back-to-back in Atlanta. Early game. You know, that's less than a 24-hour turnaround time. That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Some would say not fair, which I would agree with.
100%. Hey, but we're not... This isn't called Locked On Bunch of Babies.
No,
so.
No, it's absolutely not. this game... We out-assisted them 30-19 in our blowout. Our season average is around 23.5. Don't know what that looks like if our two main scoring threats and
that's what I'm saying,
one
man.
Of our main facilitators.
DWJ.
Derek Walton Jr., yeah. Derek Walton Jr. is probably going to have to play pretty well in this game if those guys can't go. We're going to have to hit our threes.
Yeah.
They're a shocking 7th in opponent 3 points allowed. But they are completely middle of the road on percentages at 35%. Our efficiency, so Sham is going to have another good day.
Yep.
For this one to go well. Jermichael is going to have a good game.
Man.
And Lou is going to have to be efficient.
Yeah.
A lot has to go right, but a lot of things can go right.
You know, it's a young team. not a great defense.
What could go wrong?
I mean, Trae Young.
Trae Young could go wrong.
Just all caps, Trae Young could go wrong. I mean, he's such a streaky shooter, but he's attempting 9 3-pointers a game, and he's still hitting like 37% on the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those games where, especially if Lou gets the start, like, we're going to need every stop we can get, and I think that it's going to be pretty difficult.
Magruder's going to have to be playing well.
Yeah. Hopefully he can
we'll
put
probably see him.
Game.
Apparently Jerome is back in favor over Derek Walton, so we're definitely probably going to see some Jerome, whose defense hasn't looked bad.
Defensively, I thought he's looked a lot better.
Defensively, he's looked better. Yeah, they throw up the 8th most 3-point attempts per game, but are dead last in 3-point percentage. So if that supporting cast is hitting, which can be a problem, the 80 points against the Pels, we were giving up a bunch of open looks.
Yeah.
And Kristaps and Luka missed a bunch of threes.
Yeah.
I
mean, but we can't be as inefficient as we were tonight overall.
Yeah,
especially with both those guys sitting there, like, that's not going to fly.
Part of me is maybe a little tense because the other game just got over.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, I don't know. We've been playing fantastic over these last 8 games.
Yes.
We're on a little run right now, which is great. But we're not in that total clear yet.
Not
we're still overcoming some of this stuff. Despite winning by 49 last time, we tied their turnovers at 19. Really hope that doesn't happen. Not really sure who's going to guard Trae Young. Probably going to see the zone in this one. They shoot a bunch of threes anyway.
Yeah.
And they're not really hitting them. But we're not going to have our 3 defensive anchors.
Yeah.
So someone's going to have to step up in that regard. I don't know. Zoo versus Collins is going to be big.
Yeah. So key matchups. Who do you think even starts in this one? I guess we're assuming
Sham.
Lou, Sham.
Mo Patterson, Zoo.
Yeah. If Mo plays.
I don't know.
If he doesn't play, do we see Magruder in the starting lineup?
Jermichael, maybe?
Jermichael would be good.
But Doc, like, doesn't ever want to do that, so.
That's a goofy lineup, but I like it.
They're all goofy without those 3 guys. But Zoo versus Collins. Cheating Collins was suspended the last time we played. This is the Hawks player with the 2nd most points per game and is their best rated defender. So Zoo kind of has a tall order in this one, and Trez does too, because he's probably going to get twice as many minutes.
Definitely.
So this is going to be a good test. I'm hoping he can kind of get physical with Collins and keep track of him in the pick and roll.
Yeah.
I think that'll be big, but I don't know. Do you have any other key? I don't know what to think about this game after.
I got to be honest. I'm still riding nerves from this Mavs win.
Having this potential, these many potential kind of key losses.
Yeah, you know.
What's your prediction for this game?
I think we do just enough to win it.
Okay.
I'm going to say 112 to 105.
112?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what's going to happen in this one either.
But this is assuming my score prediction is assuming that there is no Kawhi and no Bev.
But there's probably going to be no Paul George.
And likely
there's
no
really
Paul
no
George.
Indication. Doc said he was hopeful.
Yeah, and no Paul George. If we're shorter even more than that, like if Mo and stuff is out too, I don't even know what we're doing at that point.
I think the streak continues. I have no idea what the score is going to be.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know if it's. I don't.
What we're
think
saying
we put
is,
up more
if
than
you're out there, you should put down a lot of money on whatever the
do
line is.
Do not do that. I don't know what the line is right now, but I don't know if I'd take it. Coming up after this, let us know what you think is going to happen in this game. I don't really know what to expect. Coming up after this break, we're going to be talking to the What You Say Wednesday poll about the Clippers' possibility of trading Trez.
All right. What you say Wednesday?
What's up?
So, I mean, given all the trade talks yesterday, Charles put out a fabulous poll on Twitter. Do you think the Clippers will trade Trez before the deadline?
And the key part of this that I liked was that it's not should they. It was just like, do you believe in the Clippers organization, basically, to hold on to Trez?
Yeah.
And it was a very well-attended vote. Appreciate everyone who voted on Twitter.
Hey, thanks.
The no's had it.
Yeah. So 73% of Clipper Nation believes that Trez will not be traded before the deadline.
That
was surprise you?
The percentage did. I kind of thought no would win. Again, I didn't vote.
Mm-hmm. You're not trying to influence this.
No. I abstained from this. I kind of assumed the no's were going to win,
mm-hmm.
but I was surprised at 73% of people. Could have asked the same thing about Shea.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's that thing of...
It's a very good call.
And it's not like mistrust. It's just that thing of like, we don't know.
No. we don't know, and it's
so I guess
such
my
a tight-lipped organization.
I guess my we don't know leads more of thinking they would maybe trade him. Not saying they should.
Yeah, I don't know. I go so up and down. Just with Doc's reliance on him, I would be really pretty surprised. But then again, like, but the other part of me is saying, yeah, but it also would make sense for this organization to do.
Yeah. They're shrewd.
So I don't know. I'm glad the confidence that everyone's confidence out there restored my confidence. So that's good.
And this, yeah, we watched him get 7 offensive boards against a big Mavs team.
I mean, he had a great second half.
He does it. He makes up for, and I don't know if this is the most reliable way to do it, maybe in the playoffs, where the play is a lot more physical and they kind of let things go a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Him taking as many charges as he does makes up for a lot of, or some of his deficiencies in low post defense.
Totally.
Getting that, the rate at which he does that is enough to where you're like, well, okay, I can live with some of the,
defensive.
Other things,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
totally.
Show up for, I mean, sure, but it just helps. But
he had 2 steals in this in the Mavs game too. I mean, super,
a couple
super
of charges,
helpful.
But yeah. In like I said, in the playoffs, it's that thing of everything's more physical. Some of those maybe don't get called.
Totally,
something like that.
I think a charge is a charge, but
not. I don't think so. Not in the playoffs. I don't think.
All right. I just feel like he gets called for anyone. He already gets the foul anytime he's moving or even leaning like a little.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think that would change that much in the playoffs, but I could be wrong.
Do you think the Clippers trade him?
Like I said, I mean, I really can't. I really cannot pick an answer. I don't think
it's so. Is 73% a lot to you for people to vote no?
Yeah, yeah. I guess I would have thought this one would have been a little bit closer.
Yeah.
You know, I personally, like, my vote, if they were like, should we trade Trez at the trade deadline? I mean, what's the package? But most likely, no.
You're listening to the offer. You're not necessarily.
I'm not hanging up the phone as soon as you say the word Trez, but.
Yeah. But you're thinking about hanging up the phone.
Yeah. I mean, he just means a lot to this locker room and like the team chemistry. Like, there's so many other intangibles to his game that even when he's not having his best stretches defensively,
yeah,
can't lose sight of how big of a piece he is of this team.
And, you know, kind of to a point to that, there's a Slam cover today that came out that was them reenacting the iconic Clippers Big Three cover.
Yeah, the Knuckleheads, like, Rock La Familia cover.
Go look at it. It's the best thing in the world. And I feel like that was on, as soon as that was released, everyone was like, oh, yeah. Like,
that made me feel like he's getting traded.
It did? You were like, oh, no, it's going to, like, the cover drops.
Weirdly that, I was like, oh, no.
Cover drops, and we immediately get the dude, that would be brutal, the trade notification. Oh, man, I don't know if I could do that.
That was
that would break
kind of what
my
immediate thought when it came out. Obviously, once again, not that I would ever want that to happen, but it, I don't know.
It would be cruel. It would be cruel just if that happened. Some of the replies to the poll were pretty good. Chenny John said he's overplayed his contract value to make sense in any trade.
Yeah,
which is a fantastic point. The return is just so weird.
That's the thing is, I mean,
like, what do you get back from a guy who's playing this well but only making this little amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
It's so like,
well, and it's somebody, you know, that would plan on re-signing him long term, which it's still a toss up on what the Clippers would do this free agency. I mean, it makes the most sense to keep him if they don't trade him before the deadline, right? Like,
yeah,
there's no way that we don't re-sign him. But there have been no talks of an extension.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Things notoriously run very tight-lipped around the Clippers organization.
Haven't heard.
Haven't heard anything yet. But that is an interesting point to bring up. Something to sit on.
Yeah.
I think we'll hear about something soon. A lot of people
we have to hear something soon.
Yeah. A lot of people connect the Rich Paul thing. They're always like, oh, it's because he's on Rich Paul. They think he's going to go to the Lakers. They're going to think he's going to try and get the most money. I don't necessarily have a problem. I don't have a problem with him at all going for the most money.
I don't have a
problem.
That's
where I think we're maybe in a little bit of trouble.
I don't have a problem with that either. If he couldn't get Marcus Morris there, I don't think that he can get that he's gonna get Trez there.
I think that, and I don't think Trez would go over there either. Anything else? Anything in the shavings drawer? We didn't really dive into that at all.
No. I mean, the people have spoken. I feel as though they've assuaged my fears. So hope everyone else is feeling good out there.
Hope everyone else is feeling good. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for the. Hanging out for the recap and the preview. Thanks to everyone who voted.
Yes.
Check that out, Locked On Clips. Thursday's episode, we're going to have a recap of that hopeful victory over the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is Hot Take Thursday, so please send in your hot takes to 213-986-7354. We will play it on the show. Leave a voicemail. Try not
to
curse.
Try not to curse.
If you leave a voicemail, but please leave a voicemail. Again, that is 213-986-7354. We'll play you on the air. You'll get a shout out, as well as whatever else happens to you now and then in Clipperland. You can find us on Spotify, Deezer.
Yeah, please leave a rating wherever you can rate us. Leave a review. You know,
yeah, make a stencil, tag it around town. That'd be kind of cool to see.
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool. More vandalism? No, less vandalism. Yeah. I'm not putting that out there.
I have been positive, Chuck Mockler,
and I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.